And as we're looking at the science of scares for Halloween, it's perhaps appropriate that we've also been looking at the science of swears. The idea of letting a naughty word out on air certainly keeps radio presenters up at night. But what actually is swearing, and why do we do it? Georgia spoke to Dr. Emma Byrne, the author of the book Swearing is Good for You.
There's all of this research done on swearing, but there's no standard definition, and there's no standardised test for swearing either. But you tend to have these repeated common features of swearing. So it's language that's often used idiomatically or figuratively. We use it when we are highly emotional, though not necessarily a negative emotion. There's a lot of swearing that's used in excitement or sympathy or just outright joy and surprise. And also, yes, it's to do with taboos. And things that are taboos are the things that we don't feel comfortable or confident speaking about in so-called polite company. And each society has its own taboos. So, for example, Japan doesn't have anywhere near the same sort of toilet taboo that Britain or particularly North America has, which explains why the poop emoji is so popular, because poo is just a fun and silly thing in Japan, whereas in North America it's considerably more taboo.
And it's this thing that we're using when we're highly emotional, you said, or to convey emotion. Is there a benefit then to swearing?
There are actually several. So societally, the biggest benefit is probably that by swearing at each other, we're not actually bashing each other's brains in. Because if you imagine two tribes of proto-humans, one who, when one of the hunter-gatherers does something completely ridiculous, the rest of the tribe turn on them and bash their brains in, that tribe's going to be less successful than a tribe that is able to just literally turn around and swear at this. So from the very earliest stages of swearing, I think it's been useful. But we also know that it's good for team bonding, for reducing pain. So there are many reasons why swearing is useful.
I was intrigued by the idea that swearing reduces pain. Time for an experiment with some unwitting volunteers.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I borrow you for an experiment?
Yes.
Well, this looks cold.
So we have before us two bowls full of ice water. And I'm going to ask you both to put your hands in for as long as possible.
A little bowl.
You're allowed to say any word to do with furniture. So like chair, table. So when you're ready to put your hand in, start the timer.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. Apart from making my colleagues look a bit foolish, this served to get an idea for how long they can withstand pain while shouting out some non-swear words. Neither lasted that long. So it's time for round two. Now this time, you can swear.
How much?
As much as you like. I'm going to bleep it all out.
Okie doke.
3, 2, 1, go. You get the idea. After the two trials, Katie managed to keep her hand in for an extra 2 seconds while allowed expletives, and Izzy for an extra 28 seconds.
How are you feeling?
Really cold.
Yeah, chilly. Chilly.
I know, it's not exactly lab conditions or a properly controlled experiment, but luckily it's been done by someone who thought about it a little bit more. Richard Stevens published a more robust study in the journal Neuro Report back in 2009 with some very interesting findings.
Consistently, people can keep their hands in the ice water for about half as long again if they're swearing. And what's more, they report that the pain feels less. So it's not just that they're feeling the same amount of pain but being more determined to get through it. Subjectively, it isn't actually as painful to keep your hand in the ice water while you're swearing.
Do we have any ideas of what's happening in the brain that could cause this effect?
Well, we certainly know that swearing is deeply linked to emotions. We also know that there is this physiological change in the body when we're swearing, that the heart rate goes up, that you start to feel a bit more sweaty palmed, that there's adrenaline being released.
Oh, right. So it's something to do then with this kind of adrenaline response to things.
It may well be the case, but we know that it can't be as straightforward as the fight or flight mechanism giving you an extra boost. And the reason we know that is that if you subject people to a minor amount of pain, the kind that would stimulate a fight or flight response, they actually report subsequent pain as more severe than people who've suffered enough pain to essentially cause a freezing or a numbing response. So we know it's not just as simple as getting people's adrenaline up. There's something else that's going on in that emotional state. So there's some really interesting research to be done to find out exactly what that is.
So next time you tread on an upturned plug, the swearing might actually be helping you. Perhaps this is why swearing exists everywhere in the world. And perhaps it's not just limited to humans.
So some of the most fascinating research I came across while I was writing the book was about chimpanzees.
That's right. It's not just feces that chimps are flinging. If you teach them sign language, they sometimes fling insults too.
They definitely invent swearing as they pick up taboos. And dirty was the sign that was used for anything to do with the potty. So dirty is a sign that's used to anything to do with going to the toilet, going to the potty, anything that had been made a bit filthy. And the chimpanzees spontaneously came up with this phrase, dirty good, which meant the potty, which shows that they understand there are some places where excrement is okay. So dirty good is the potty. But dirty dirty was used in frustration or as an insult or as a term of just disapprobation. So quite often she'd use it against the guy who was studying her, Roger Foots, who would say, come on, Washo, let's do another one of these, you know, sort of pattern matching exercises. And she'd go, no, dirty Roger. Or when she moved into a different accommodation and there was, a macaque next door who sort of shrieked at this alarm call when she was brought into these new quarters, and she signed it, dirty monkey. So whenever somebody annoyed or frightened or upset her, she would use dirty in the same way that we might call someone, you know, a poop head.
And who'd have thought chimps and 3-year-olds had so much in common? That was Dr. Emma Byrne, author of Swearing is Good.